AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The military says an American fighter jet shot out the rudder of an Iranian oil tanker in the Gulf of Oman as it tried to breach the U.S. blockade of Iran's ports. Iran and the U.S. are officially in a ceasefire as the two countries appear to be moving closer to an initial agreement to end the war. The military said American forces issued multiple warnings and informed the ship it was violating the blockade. CNN says its founder, Ted Turner, has died. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
The pioneer behind cable news transformed an obscure Atlanta television station into the first 24-hour all-news TV network. Turner was a philanthropist, owned sports teams, was a champion yacht racer, and had once been married to actor Jane Fonda, who had said this about him.
Funny and outrageous. I mean, you know, second date, he's telling me that he's rewritten the Ten Commandments.
He sold Turner Broadcasting to Time Warner in 2000. He said this about the AOL merger.
I did it with as much or more excitement and enthusiasm as I did on that night when I first made love some 42 years ago.
Turner once bragged, "If only I had a little humility, I'd be perfect." In later years, he was slowed by Lewy body dementia. President Trump called him one of the all-time greats. I'm Julie Walker.
The World Health Organization confirmed hantavirus cases from a cruise ship have risen to 5, including 2 passengers evacuated today. 3 people died. The ship departed Cape Verde and is headed to Spain's Canary Islands. This is the WHO's Maria Kirkov.
And it's a wildlife expedition. So many of these individuals, they were stopping at islands. They were doing bird watching. There are some rodents on some. There are not others. So our working hypothesis is that there's different types of transmission happening. Clearly, we've had some kind of rodent exposure.
Israel struck Beirut's southern suburbs for the first time since a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah was announced last month. This is AP News. A protester who spent 5 days on a bridge in Washington, D.C. has come down.
Ending his stand against AI and the war in Iran, Guido Reichstatter came down from one of the arches of the Frederick Douglass Memorial Bridge, where he perched himself May 1st and pitched a tent. His presence caused periodic traffic jams as Washington police closed lanes to negotiate with him. Reichstatter staged a similar protest atop the same bridge in 2022. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Joel Embiid was ruled out with ankle and hip injuries for the Philadelphia 76ers Game 2 of their playoff series against the New York Knicks. Embiid struggled in a loss in Game 1. Women's professional hockey is coming to Hockey Town, with the PWHL designating Detroit as the first of what could be 4 expansion markets next season. Detroit grows the PWHL to 9 teams, with more possible in the spring. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Mississippi is breaking new ground for business at a historic pace. Amazon, XAI, Toyota, Milwaukee Tool, and GE Aerospace have all tapped into our deep talent pool, prime geographic location, and welcoming communities. This is bigger than megasites. Mississippi offers a thriving business ecosystem with affordability, greater collaboration with energy partners, and record-breaking speed to market. Looking to expand? Break new ground at mississippi.org.